And now it's time for Maine's Political Pulse, our regular analysis of politics and government. Graham Plattner's withdrawal from Maine's high-profile U.S. Senate race triggered a mad dash among Democratic leaders in the state to line up a replacement candidate to challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins in the fall. The first major step in that process begins this weekend and will culminate next Saturday, when about 600 Democrats representing all 16 Maine counties will select a new nominee. We're joined now by Maine Public Statehouse correspondent Kevin Miller, who will try to walk us through this complicated and some may say unprecedented process. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Ari. And yes, this is a complicated multi-step process, and quite frankly, not all the details have even come to light yet, but I will do my best to explain what I know.
All right. Well, let's start, Kevin, by having you walk us through the timeline of this process.
Right. So the first step, as you mentioned, takes place this weekend. Democrats from across Maine will gather this Saturday and Sunday at the county level to select 500 delegates who will then attend a special nominating convention next weekend in Bangor. Each county has a specific number of delegates, and this is based on their population. So sparsely populated counties like Piscataquis and Franklin, they have less than 10 delegates, while Cumberland has 149. So whoever the counties select as delegates, they will join 101 Democratic State Committee members from around the state. And together, these 601 Democrats will be the people who will choose the new nominee on July 25th.
And can you remind us why the nomination process is so rushed?
Simply put, it's state law. Graham Plattner only had until Monday, July 13th, to formally withdraw and to have his name removed from the ballot. Yeah, he did that last week after determining that he no longer had a realistic path to victory because of the rape allegations against him, which I should add he has strongly denied. But under state law, the party then had just 2 weeks, so until July 27th, to send a new nominee's name to the Secretary of State. Otherwise, Senator Collins would be unopposed on the fall ballot, and Democrats in Maine and across the country really don't want that.
And there are 12 declared candidates running for the Senate nomination, right?
Yes, 12. There were 13, but Paige Loud dropped out this week. That number could drop again next week. I suspect that not everyone will be able to gather the 500 signatures they need to officially qualify for the convention. But as of right now, I'd say the best-known candidates are Shenna Bellows, Troy Jackson, and Nirav Shaw, all of whom ran for governor in last month's primary, along with congressional candidate Jordan Wood. David Costello, who ran against Plattner in the Senate primary, is back again as well. Beer brewer Dan Kleben is running, and then there are a half dozen newer names. Elizabeth Cody, Elizabeth Dickerson, Joseph Levi, Christina Libby, Sondra Pelletier, and Ashley Webb.
Okay, so let's talk about this weekend's meetings to select the delegates. How are those being held and who can participate?
Well, it depends on the county. Most counties are holding in-person meetings, but a handful, which are typically the larger counties, they are doing the whole thing online. But I will add that even the in-person meetings will have a Zoom option for people who are interested but can't get there. And as for who can participate, it is open to anyone who is registered as a Democrat on June 9th, which was the date of the primary elections. Yeah, I'm sure that some people are asking, well, what about independents? Because they were allowed to vote in the primaries. But Democratic leaders have said that because this is an internal Democratic process, they're saying that only registered Democrats can vote for delegates.
Gotcha. So how is the actual voting going to happen?
All voting will be done electronically, whether you are in person or Zooming in. The details still aren't 100% clear to me, but as I understand it, the party will be using a special elections app, and that will enable them to vote for their county delegates either on their phones or on tablets or on laptops. And then there will also be machines set up at the in-person meeting locations if people need help with that process. And according to the party, the benefit of doing it this way is that it will be one uniform system and the results will be available almost immediately.
And do we know how many people want to be delegates?
Well, there are more than 3,000 applicants, I believe, running for those 500 delegate spots. So only one in six will actually be elected as delegate. But then thousands more people have pre-registered to vote for their local delegates. And the meetings also have same-day registration. So just as one example, I attended a Hancock County Dems meeting Thursday night in Ellsworth, and more than 600 people had pre-registered for their Saturday meeting, and more were expected to sign up.
And how does it work as far as who a delegate will support once they get to the convention? Are delegate candidates saying who their preferred nominee is? Are they even allowed to do that?
So they are allowed to declare who they plan to support, but they're not required to. So some are and some aren't. And I think it's interesting. There's a lot of debate among Democrats about whether delegates should. During that meeting in Ellsworth that I attended, I heard multiple voters say that they want to know who a delegate is backing before they'll consider voting for them. Others said no, they want delegates to keep an open mind. And even a few delegate candidates said that they would wait to hear from other local Democrats before deciding what to do. But I think it's important to add here that because the delegates will be the ones choosing the nominee on July 25th, this has set up a situation where the Senate candidates are trying to get their supporters to run as delegates, to try to kind of pack the room, as they say.
So it sounds like some candidates are campaigning for delegates even before this weekend's meeting.
Yeah, that's definitely happening. And I think it's safe to say that the best-known candidates, meaning those who just ran for governor and Congress, they have an advantage here because they have the name recognition and they had campaign staff who can help try to recruit delegates. And, you know, frankly, not everyone is happy about this. But I'll just add that just as there's no obligation for a delegate to commit to a candidate beforehand, there's also nothing preventing them from changing their minds at the convention.
All right. So looking ahead to next weekend's nominating convention, do we know how voting will take place there?
So this weekend's voting will be done electronically. But during the convention, the delegates will cast paper ballots to select the nominee. And as I understand, the voting will be done in rounds, but not by ranked choice voting. So the top five vote-getters from the first round will advance to the second round. And then after each subsequent round, they will knock out the person who came in last. And then the nominee is whoever is first to win the majority of the vote.
And lastly, do you have a sense of who is leading the race for the nomination at this point, or is it just too complicated to say?
Yeah, I think it's undeniable that the former primary candidates, you know, people like Dr. Shaw, Shana Bellows, Jordan Wood, Troy Jackson, and even David Costello, they have an obvious advantage during this process. They've been on the campaign trail for months, so people know them, but I can't say that there's a clear frontrunner among that group. And I know the other candidates are working hard to try to make inroads and, you know, perhaps find some would-be delegates willing to support them. And I guess I'll just close by saying that this process really is unprecedented for Maine. So who knows how things will shake out over the next 2 weekends.
And that was Maine Public State House correspondent Kevin Miller. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.